Hello, everybody, and welcome to today's podcast. This would be episode one, very first time of trying to make, produce, and send a podcast out to the world. So I guess let's just get down to it. This podcast is not for everyone. This also is definitely not appropriate for all ages. These are just stories. This podcast is not an admission of guilt. Names of characters have been changed and altered for privacy. It is true that this is just a story. So, the other night, girlfriend and I are going out for a walk, and it's probably about 7:30-ish, maybe a little bit later. It's already dark out. We're in the middle of the desert, so it's finally cooled down enough that we can go outside, because it gets blasted hot down here compared to the Great White North. So, we're wandering down the road, and we're just looking for creatures of the night, different things to stumble across, because there is an impressive amount of nightlife crawling around in the desert. If you ever get the opportunity to visit the desert, check it out while the flowers are blooming, but also take the time to look around at night, because it would baffle you on what's happening. So, walking down the road, and here's this scorpion. Now, it's not the biggest scorpion in the world, but it's still, it's the biggest one we've seen since we've been down here. Now, we've been down here just shy of 3 months, and we have seen our fair share of scorpions. Mostly little tiny ones that like to crawl on the side of buildings, through holes in screen windows, and other terrible places. Always check your boots. But this one, this scorpion that I was speaking of, is, I believe, to be called the Great Hairy Desert Scorpion. And I am going to post some photos on the Instagram account that I just recently made for this podcast. Well, for all the podcasts, I guess. And if I've done this right, the Instagram is LucasLee2150. It's all lowercase. It's all one thing just jumbled together. And you'll know you found the right one, because it's going to have a bunch of different creepy crawlies and just a goofy photo of me. So for each podcast, I'm going to try to include a photo of some sort to the Instagram account. That way people can see what I'm talking about. And just, it's like a pop-up book, but on your phone. So nothing like a book at all. Anyways, so we find the scorpion, and I hand Jaden my super cheap, chintzy flashlight. Now, this flashlight isn't the greatest, and I've already learned my lesson that I need a better flashlight. So next time we venture into town, we will get one. But so I hand her the one I have, and she's got her headlamp, not on her head, she's holding it in her hand, and I grab this empty peanuts jar that I have in my backpack that I brought with in case we found something interesting that we wanted to capture and get some photos of, you know, or whatever. And so I hand her the flashlight. She's got her headlamp, and her headlamp's all, like, tangled up. And so she's shining the thing right at her legs. Now, both of us being from Montana and from the north, we're not the most tan people in the world. We're still kind of albino white, and needless to say, you shine a flashlight at a white thing, it just gets brighter. And so Jaden's standing there lit up like a billboard in the middle of the desert, and every bug in a 20 mile radius is now just flying straight towards her, or crawling. There's also the terrible ones that crawl across the ground that also want to get to the lamp. It's not just moths anymore. The other bugs have learned about lamp. So, needless to say, Jaden hates bugs. Every bug. Any bug. Doesn't matter what it is. Dragonflies, butterflies, praying mantises, all of it. She hates them all equally. Which is fine and dandy. But, she's standing there waving a bunch of lights around, you know, like they're military searchlights looking for enemy bombers, and every bug is now heading towards her. Well, this is happening, I'm still trying to wrangle the giant, large, angry scorpion that I have now just disturbed by trying to scoop it into a thing. I don't know if any of you have ever tried to scoop a scorpion. it sounds a lot easier than it necessarily is. So scorpions have this tendency to get really, really upset. And they kind of want to murder you with that whole tail barb stinger full of poison. And so she's dancing around like it's some sort of disco party. And I'm yelling at her to turn the flashlight back towards me so I can see what I'm doing. Because I can no longer see this giant fucking scorpion. I've lost it somewhere below my feet. Like, I don't know if I stepped on it, if it's on my boot. It's just somewhere within a 3-inch radius of one of my feet. So, finally, she manages to contain herself and get clear of some of the bugs and get the flashlight on me long enough that I'm able to scoop this super pissed off scorpion right into the jar. Get the thing into the jar. We look at it. It's pretty cool. We got some photos of it. Those are some of the photos that I'm going to throw into the Instagram. So we'll get some photos of this thing, and we put it in the backpack. And usually what we do, if we find interesting things, we take a couple of, just like as soon as we catch them, photos, and then we take some better photos and then re-release them farther away from the house so the big scorpion doesn't hold a grudge and decide to come back and murder me in my sleep. So, get the scorpion in the backpack, in the container, with the lid on. Those are all crucial, crucial points to the story. Now, we start walking back towards the house, you know, talking about, oh, that's the biggest scorpion we've seen, and, you know, how much fun we're having, and how much we're really enjoying this. Now, this grasshopper, this little harmless grasshopper, decides that it really, really, really likes Jaden. And the best way to describe the behavior of this grasshopper is, I'm sure everybody knows what I'm talking about, but there's always that middle-aged dude in every chick's messenger that just constantly sends the same message over and over again. Hey, 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 hey. Yeah, nonstop. So she's got one of those, but it's a grasshopper, and it really likes the headlamp that she has. And I've never seen a grasshopper chase somebody in this fashion. Now, to her, it's terrifying and she's freaking out. And to me, it's just kind of amusing to watch. You know, I know it's a grasshopper. I know it's harmless. Like, yeah, it's kind of terrifying when the, you know, inch-long bug with big old wings is flapping around your face and it's dark out and there's other terrible things on the ground. So, this grasshopper chases us for a pretty good distance. We managed to fight it off, luckily, and get away from the grasshopper. Now, we've made it down to back to almost the driveway of the house, and we decide that we're going to walk down the road farther into the desert just to see what's down there and if there's anything neat and interesting. Now, we've taken no more than 10 steps past the driveway, heading in the opposite direction we just came from. And this wiggly little worm thing takes off across the ground. Now, I love lizards. Lizards, creepy crawlies, all sorts of things like that. I love it. Now, even I was absolutely alarmed about this, whatever it was. I wasn't sure at first. Managed to chase it down and catch it. It was a banded leopard gecko. Now, banded leopard geckos are freaking awesome. These things, that they look like just like a bigger leopard gecko, I guess. But they're little tiny. They're native to Arizona, California, New Mexico, and I believe Texas. I've got some real cool photos of that I'm also throwing into the Instagram. And after we took the photos, we let the gecko go. But I don't know if you've ever seen a gecko that's startled run at night. Now, this is an interesting ordeal. It's kind of like a worm that's trying to get away from something, that's super excited and has just recently discovered the ability of legs. It has no idea what to do with those legs, but to just move them really quickly. Now, it's kind of hysterical to watch them run. And this gecko, as it was trying to get away from us, its path of getting away was kind of actually right towards us. So we both jump back because there's also like sand vipers? I haven't seen one yet, but there's apparently terrible snakes that live in the sand. I don't know enough about that yet. Something to look into. But I think they're technically sidewinders, and I know those are a thing, and they're not just missiles. Anyways, back to the gecko. So we catch the gecko, take some photos of it, let it go. We keep walking down the road. Now, when you shine your flashlight out here at night, one of the really neat things that is super disturbing at the same time is you shine your flashlight out and you see all these little green and blue balls of what look like glitter, and they just cover the ground in every direction. Doesn't matter where you're shining your light, and there's millions of these little gems or stars just sitting on the ground. Now, at first I wasn't sure what they were, so I decided to investigate what this sparkly little glittery thing is. Turns out these are wolf spiders. Now, I'm used to wolf spiders. Up in Montana, we have them. They're not massive. I think the largest spider we have up there, except for barn spiders, but they're the largest ground spider we have. They're harmless. They scare you about as much as you scare them. So these things here are a completely different nuclear subspecies. I don't know. They're terrifying. I'm not the biggest fan of spiders. I like creepy crawlies, I like scorpions, I like tarantulas. Littler spiders, and I mean littler by anything the size of a grape and bigger, or a grape or smaller, I don't like. Now these things, they're about the size of my thumb. Now, that means nothing to you listening to this because you can't see my thumb, but I have fat little thumbs. Now, I'm gonna have to take a photo of my thumb now and put it on Instagram so you know what the hell I'm talking about. Now, these spiders cover the ground. If Ronald Weasley was here, he would shit himself. These things are the size of my thumb, or in diameter, I guess, would be a 50-cent piece. You know, they're pretty good sized. And they're fast. And they're kind of mean. So, there's spiders covering the ground in every direction. And last night, or the other night when we were walking around, I can't remember if it was last night or the night before, but there was an abnormal amount of these god-awful spiders everywhere. So if that's not just bad enough, there's spiders in every direction, and we're, you know, walking through the desert. So I take a step off the side of the road because I think I see a different type of lizard. Nope, I was terribly mistaken. It was just a giant fucking spider. Not sure what kind of spider it was, but it was really fast, and I ran away quickly. So that's not even the exciting part. So we decided to just get out of the brush and get away from the spiders. Now, you can walk through an area, and within 5 minutes of walking through that exact same area, if you turn around and, you know, follow your footsteps back, there's going to be even more spider webs across the trail you just walked in than there was the first time. I don't understand why there's so many spiders. So we head home, go inside. She decides to go inside and take a shower because she feels like she is just covered in bugs. Don't blame her. She had just about every bug in a 5-mile radius trying to kiss her face. Now, while she's doing that, I decide to feed the dog and go out to the garden. Now, when we got here, we planted a 50-foot by 50-foot square garden. Now, it's not the biggest garden in the world, and I'm terrible at drawing straight lines, so it's almost square, but it's square-ish. Now, we planted a lot of things. And every day, in the morning, afternoon, during the day a couple of times, and into the evening, I check this garden repeatedly. Mostly because I've decided to lay siege on all the gophers, rats, mice, and other rodents that have decided to eat every fucking plant that I have stuck in the ground. There's nothing left. They ate all of it. Like, the entire garden is dead, except for one basket. It's a planter box that was something that we brought with us. And I decided to throw a handful of extra seeds that didn't fit in the rows in this thing just for shits and giggles. Now, this is the only thing that has survived because the rats can't climb up to get into it to eat it. So I, like, religiously check on this thing to make sure that the little garden box thing is doing great. And it is. It's excelling and it's getting huge. And I'm really excited for our own grown watermelon and whatever else I've stuck in there. I believe some tomatoes too. Now, I get done making my little rounds and I decide to go check the generator, check the storage shed, just to make sure rats aren't getting into things. Now, as some of you, the ones that know me, you totally understand my hatred for pack rats. Now, pack rats, or wood rats, down here they're called wood rats, up north we call them pack rats. They're like New York City rats, but with hair on their tails instead of hairless tails, and they're huge and they're terrible, and they eat and shit and piss on everything. Doesn't matter what it is, they're going to eat it. Now, they will chew their way into your house to eat your food. They are terrible creatures. Now, the pack rats here have kind of taken over everything. We have chickens and two ducks, and so feeding the chickens and ducks has just brought in more rats. Now, the rats, they crawl underneath stuff, they like to chew on wires, and we have a generator. Now, I don't want the generator getting destroyed by pack rats chewing on it, so I check the generator pretty frequently to make sure that the pack rats aren't eating the wires, because they will literally eat anything. So, walk over to check on the generator, and I notice one of my ratchet straps is laying on the ground, one of the straps we use to haul all of our shit from the Great White North down here. Now, the ratchet strap's laying there, and I'm baffled, because I'm like, that's weird, how did that get out of the back of the pickup and over here? So the first thing I'm thinking is, pack rats. Pack rats grab my ratchet strap and are dragging it somewhere so they can chew it apart to make it into nest material. So, I'm also still, mind you, holding that super chintzy, cheap flashlight. Thank you, China. And me not buying a better flashlight. So, I'm shining the flashlight at this ratchet strap. I'm like, how the hell? And I decide to bend down to pick it up. Put it back where it belongs. As I reach down to pick up this ratchet strap, I realize that it is not a ratchet strap at all. It's a Sororan rattlesnake. Now, they're grayish in color with a white and black band on their tail. I did not notice the tail until it started being shaken. Yeah, shaken is the right word. At me vigorously by a very angry, very large snake. Not the biggest rattlesnake I've seen. I've seen a few. I used to do some snake wrangling up in Montana, and haven't had to do too much down here. We've only seen a few of them, but this one was like 4 feet out the back door next to the generator, and I thought it was a ratchet strap because I'm an idiot. I don't understand where my brain went in that moment of, I should pick this up, da da da. So, anyways, I bend down to try to pick up a rattlesnake. After realizing what it is, panic, jump back, and run back over to the front door. The front door, I have my snake grabber, a little tool that you use for picking up snakes. I go pick up the rattlesnake, bring it over, and throw it in front of the front door, and yell at Jaden to stick her head out and look at what I found. And I told her, don't let the dog out, because the dog's dumb. In all fairness, Athena, my wonderful Jack Russell, she is 4, and she is dumber than a bag of hammers. Now, at least a bag of hammers has some use. Athena, on the other hand, she, being a Jack Russell, thinks she is 10 feet tall and bulletproof. Jack Russells are overly cocky and think they can take on anything. Well, I'm always worried that she's going to feel overly cocky one of these days and decide to fight a snake. She's not that fast and she's not that bright, so she is going to lose that fight, and we are a long ways from a hospital, and I have no idea where the vet lives or where the veterinary building is. The animal hospital, the thing, yeah, that's a place. And so I'm telling Jaden not to let Athena out. As soon as I say, don't let Athena out, Jaden starts yelling, why? Because I told you not to let her out. I don't want her to get bit by a snake. She's like, I'm gonna let her out. This is more of a running joke back and forth between us, because I always tell her that every time I tell her not to do something, she has to do the opposite of what I told her just to be funny. It is kind of funny, but in this case, it could have been really bad. Anyways, she doesn't let the dog out, but she comes out to look at it. Pretty good-sized snake. Now, I humanely dispatch of the rattlesnake. Usually, I don't like to kill snakes because they're really good at killing the things that I hate, being pack rats, gophers, mice, other rodenty vermin that are always eating my garden. Not that the damn dog can do anything about those, because she'll just sleep and let them crawl around or, you know, come up and eat her food, because she is lazy and useless. So, get rid of the rattlesnake. Now, if it wasn't a rattlesnake, I would have just let it go somewhere else, because I like the other snakes, because they also eat the rodents, but they also won't kill me. Now, fun fact about rattlesnakes. They're super aggressive. They're super angry. They don't like being hassled, touched, or bothered. Well, me, being me. Whenever they're hassled, touched, and bothered, this rattlesnake, to the point of it's just decided that rattling and striking at me isn't enough, that it's just going to fucking kill me. Now, I'm wearing shorts. And not that pants are really going to help you, but if the snake does miss, it might grab the corner of your pants instead of your legs. So, Jaden's now super worried that this rattlesnake is going to just eat me. Or just riddle me full of snake venom. So, she's yelling at me to get back away from the snake. I end up dispatching the snake. And I don't get bit this time. Good job, me. So, get rid of the snake. Cut the rattle. Cut the head off. I've always kept the rattles. It's kind of a weird thing I've done. If I kill a snake, I keep the rattle. This one I mailed to my father. He has no idea I mailed it to him. I just told him I sent him something. And to open it carefully. He is going to be in for a surprise. So, fun fact about rattlesnakes, or any really poisonous snake. Any snake at all can do this, but poisonous snakes you gotta look out for. You can cut the head off of a snake, but up to 48 hours after the head has been removed, that snake head can still bite you and still inject toxic venom into your system and still potentially kill you. So, if you do come across a snake head, don't pick it up, because it could be that last moment of, shit, that seemed like a good idea. So, that's just a little bit of food for thought. If you're around snakes, dispatching snakes, or find miscellaneous snake heads. Not that I've ever found a snake head. I'm not talking about the fish thing. Those things are an invasive species. Kill those if you find them. Anyways, back to rattlesnakes. So, that's not the end of the night. Get rid of the rattlesnake. You know, put everything away. We go inside. Start to wind down for the evening. I go to crawl in the bed. And why this podcast episode has taken so long is I just got a new phone because my dumbass dropped my previous phone. And it was an iPhone. It had that little home button thing down at the bottom. It was like an iPhone 7 or 8. I don't know. That little button, like, I dropped it on carpet and that little button just stopped working. Now, I thought I was really good with technology and using phones, computers, apps, things like that. I had no idea how to get back into my phone without that button, and I kind of panicked. I would have to turn my phone off and then turn it back on to then type in my password manually, open an app, and then turn my phone off, and then turn it back on to exit the app. It was chaos until I remembered that a good friend of mine dropped his phone, broke that little button, and there's that little, like, there's a digital one, like, you can add it in next to the flashlight if you have an iPhone. Anyway, so I'm just irritated that I dropped my phone and have to get a new one, because I never like getting a new phone. They're always harder to use than the one previous, and I'd finally just learned how to use everything on my last phone, being an iPhone 7. What are we on, the iPhone 12 now? I don't even know what the newest one is. This one is like 4 times bigger. And apparently made out of glass, which terrifies me. So I try not to touch it because I'm afraid I'm going to break it. So got a new phone, now making this podcast. So start to go to bed. I just fall asleep and there's this loud crash and something falls off one of the shelves. I'm like, what the hell was that? So I jump up and frantically search for my chintzy flashlight. Start shining the flashlight around and there is this little tiny itsy bitsy field mouse. I mean, you could fit it in a shot glass. It's not very big. But this little tiny mouse sounds like a herd of fucking elephants in our house. Now, it is running around, bashing into things, pulling stuff over, and just pure chaos. I chase the mouse around for a while, finally get tired enough that I just give up. I'm like, fuck it, I'll get the mouse tomorrow. lay back down, fall back asleep, maybe asleep for an hour. Wake up to something touching me. The mouse is sitting on my neck and runs across my face as soon as I realize there's a mouse. Now, like I said earlier, I hate rodents. Now, poor Jaden, sound asleep, doesn't realize what's going on. I wake up freaking out, trying to kill a mouse with a shoe. Meantime, the dog, Athena, is laying there just looking at me like, you're an idiot. Mouse runs right past her, she doesn't even move. Just looks right at it like, meh. Like apparently she's only 9 to 5 and doesn't want to do overtime because it was after 5? I don't know. Dumb dog. Chase the mouse around for a while, finally give up. I spent the remainder of the evening waking up every 30 fucking minutes, if that, to this mouse running back and forth on the bed, just taunting me. Now, today, we went into town and got a ton of mouse poison. Traps. Sticky things. Fun fact about the sticky things. Read the instructions. They're pretty simple. You're supposed to peel a little thing back or open them up and just set them down. The mouse steps on it and gets stuck in the sticky shit. Now, if you're a klutz and drop things like I do, you'll quickly learn that those sticky things really suck when they fall and land on your legs, especially if you have leg hair. So, or if you go to the dollar store, I guess it'd be a really cheap way to get your legs waxed and just buy, you know, 20 of them, just wax your legs with those. So spending most of the afternoon ripping those off my legs because I can't set anything on the ground without dropping it there. Now, hopefully, tonight, the dozen traps I've set and the poison will do its trick. Tomorrow, I gotta figure out where the mouse and its friends got in. Now, if you ever come across the problem of dealing with mice, rodents, anything like that are getting into your house or into a place you don't want them to get into, locate the hole. They can squeeze through anything. If you can see light through it, they can get through it. Within reason. They can't morph through windows. It's not osmosis. Use your brain. If you have a problem with it, go grab a can of that great stuff caulking. It's like $5 and makes a mess. But cram a bunch of steel wool in the hole first and then use that caulking stuff. It will plug the hole and little bastards can't chew through it. So I have like an industrial pallet of both of those to use to get rid of the damn mouse problem. So hopefully that'll take care of this issue. Now, that pretty much is the first story. Kind of not the most exciting, but I had to start somewhere and I figured I'd start here. And I've asked some of my friends that hopefully are going to listen to this to send me ideas. I'd really appreciate it. Like, not ideas, but memories, things that we've done, things that have happened, stuff I've said, different goofy scenarios. I'm going to try to keep these at about 30 minutes or so. The really good stories, they're just going to go. As long as it's working, it's going to just flow out of me. That sounds super gross, and we'd probably get that checked out if that was a thing. So anyways, I hope you enjoyed this. Now, I'm not sure where the ad for this podcast is going to be placed, but please listen to this, to the ads. Like, you know, this sponsor, Anchor, has really helped me with these podcasts. So I appreciate your time. Thank you for listening. And like the photos, comment on the photos, Instagram, and it's under Lucas Lee, LucasLee. 2150, and I will get those photos loaded up this evening, and they will be on there since this is the first podcast. I hope you enjoyed, and I will hopefully be talking at you all again soon. Have a wonderful day. Goodbye. Boop.